All right, that's it. Hey, kill the music. All right, that's. I thought this was good, right? So welcome all of you. This is Pinal Dave, and this is the session Indexes the Unsung Heroes of SQL Server. Every single time, the funny part is that, like, we have so many parallel tracks going on. I'm sure a couple of you will eventually walk out in first 2 to 3 minutes realizing, this is not the session I was meant to be, right? Indexing the Unsung Heroes of SQL Server. Is the voice audio coming clearly? I'm hearing myself 2 times. So you too? Yeah, you too? See, they're also hearing myself 2 times. Good, so if you hear myself 2 times, what is going to happen? Everything which I say, you're going to memorize it properly. Have you ever seen the commercials? There are 2 commercials back to back of the same thing running in a TV. Like one time you see the same commercial, as soon as this is over, they play it again. The reason for doing that is, I think research says when you play the same commercial twice, back to back, people remember it. First time they ignore it, second time they watch it. All right, so I think audio's clear now, or not yet? No, I think it's not clear, so they're saying it's echo, which, I think room is a little small. I can see a lot of you are here, room is a little smaller. So next time I'll request to get it a little larger room. Right. Good. Okay. All right. I think it's better now. Yeah. Yeah. Like last time, this is the same thing happened when I was talking on audio. I mean, everybody thought it's now it's perfect, and we realized they turned off the mic. It's better off because you're sitting in front. Yeah. That's good. So, all right, I think it's better now, okay? Index is the Unsung Heroes of the SQL Server. This is my favorite session, and it's going to be very awkward as soon as I see that. The guy I'm going to look at it, it's going to be crazy, but it's okay. So, Index is the Unsung Hero. This is my favorite session. Do you know why? Because I love indexes. Do we all love indexes? Because every single time when there's a performance problem, we all think about creating indexes. Don't we do that? The first thing comes to your mind. I mean, if there is a query is running slow, I think there are 2 things people like to, nowadays, people like to say, you know what? I am going to look at why this query is running slow. And what do they look after they see the query is running slow? Yes, what do you look? I mean, query is running slow. Are you going to let the query run? And then when query is done, you look at the 20 seconds, like, oh yeah, it's running slow. What are you going to look in a query? Not only here to talk about, you guys have to talk to me. In all my session, 50% contribution is from you. So, what do you guys look when query is running slow? Execution plan, and what you look in execution plan? Table scan, why? Okay, table scan is happening, so what would you do? Build an index, awesome. I see every single time, any single place I go, I talk about this thing, people always end up talking about indexes. You know why? We love indexes. We love indexes so much, there are multiple reasons. Do you know number one reason we love indexes? Because most of the indexes, we have not created it. We inherit them, right? And we are, like, if I go to any organization, what do I do for a living? I do performance tuning consultancy. That's the only one thing I do. Every single day, new customer. I look at the table and I ask a developer or DBA, whoever is there in a most senior guy, I ask him, said, what is this index doing? Who created this index? 99.9% of the time, people has no clue. Their answer is, it was already there when I arrived. Or when we migrated database, I received it. I'm like, why? I mean, what's the, I mean, the point, the thing which troubles me most is we all love indexes, but we never care about learning what indexes actually do. And that's okay. So today's session is about little bit knowing about your index, little bit small behaviors, and how small things you can do to get performance out of your system, right? People talk about indexes, but, you know, I think creating indexes and, okay, science of index, right? Every time people expect when we talk about indexes, they want to learn about internals. If you want to learn about internals of the indexes, go on the internet and search for it. There is a plenty of information available. I'm not going to teach you anything new. So today in this session, we are going to see things which is practical use of indexes. What I do when I go to customer place, right? If I go to customer place and I look at the system, and they all want me to first thing to look at that index. So that is what we are going to do. So let's start with interesting story. Are you ready? If you are always any of you want any of the scripts which I'm going to show today, this is the URL where you can go and download it. Okay, I'm giving you that first. I will also resurface it afterwards. That way it's easier for you. Go there, drop your email. Autoresponder will send you the scripts of what I'm going to show you now. If you want it now, go ahead and do it. Drop your email. Autoresponder is all set to send you. With this, let's start. This is my Twitter. Feel free to tweet about it. Okay, so please read it carefully. We are in a cinema, isn't it? This is what we usually read in a cinema, right? Okay, so this story is about three friends and their friendship. This guy is Raj. The guy on the left is Raj, okay? He loves sports, music, traveling, and he loves indexes. Please remember each of the character. I'm going to pop quiz you guys, okay? This is going to be interesting. This girl is Priya. She loves, again, same thing, music, traveling, and sports, but she is neutral to indexes. And this guy is Rahul. He loves sports, music, traveling, and he hates indexes. Okay, so this story is about Raj, Priya, and Rahul, three of the guys, and they work in an organization called Yashraj Computers. Okay, now look at their face. This is something, this presentation, I built it with my daughter because I travel a lot because of my consulting work. Sometimes she comes, when I come home, she comes and sits in my lap and say, Daddy, you're always doing working. So one time I decided to entertain her. So I built this particular presentation to entertain her. She was so happy that I'm building cartoons for her, but in reality, I was doing my work. So does it make me a good loving dad or a mean dad? Okay, don't answer that. I heard the answer some of you said. Quip quiet. Okay, let's talk about it. Let's start with our session called Indexes, the Unsung Heroes. Okay, yeah? So that guy is me, actually. That's what my wife says. Indexes is the solution of the most of the performance problem. That's what we think. But actually, the reality is different. Reality is that indexes is... Hold on. What happened? Actually, this is reality. We think indexes are a solution, and we think indexes are a problem. Both we think. So let's see this one. So let's see argument. Let's assume that your SQL Server performance is very, very bad. Let's start an argument. Argument number one. Let's assume it's you are in an office, right? And the server is running slow. So Priya says to Raj and Rahul, my server is running slow. So Raj says, create index. Rahul says, don't listen to him and don't create index. Argument number one, create index. Don't create one. Argument number two, three, four, five. This is what happens in organization. We keep on arguing, but we never test the reality. We every time argue. We heard about it. We have seen about it. But we don't know what is the reality. So I think today we are going to figure it out. So our index is good or our index is bad? So that is my question to all of you. Okay, so let's start a game. Okay, the guy on the left is? Raj, all right. Yeah, and guy on the right is? Rahul, very good. Okay, so you guys have good memory. Okay, so good. So we are going to start this game and we are going to see if indexes are good or bad. One thing I will not use during this entire session, and I request all of you not to practice it. Try with me for 60 minutes, next 45 minutes, okay? Don't say the word, two words, call it depends. I can survive without two words, and I request you guys to survive without it too. With that, I'm going to ask you the first question. The question is, indexes, are they good or are they bad? Try without it depends. Come on. Who said good or bad? How many of you think good? Wow. All right. How many of you think bad? All right. Only two guys and two of them both are cameramen. Doesn't count. Doesn't count. Hold on. You guys can't participate. Yeah, I definitely see. Okay. Good. The cameras are funny thing, you know, they have a red dot on it. So in early career, I used to get scared. You know what happens when the red dot comes to your chest in the movies? For now, I think they just turn off sometimes this camera, so I'm feeling better now. So let's start with this one. Okay, so let's start with the first argument. All of you think indexes are good. Let's start see our very first demonstration. I think we have enough stories. Let's talk and see how it works and where do we go with our score. So let's start, okay. So at any point of time, if any of you want me to clear cache, just let me know and I will just run it, okay? Because I think what is the problem is that sometime when I tried running something, the first thing which I hear is that it is from cache. Like, hold on, let me just clear it. So this time, I think we will not waste time. As soon as you say that it's coming from cache, we'll just remove them. So I think the script is very, very clear. What I'm going to do is I'm going to create a very, very small table, and the name of the table is the first index. Why do I call it a small table? It has 4 columns in it, and they are relatively very, very small. First name, last name, each of them, and city, just a very small table. Ooh, okay, what happened? I think I did a classic mistake, which most of us do that, you know, because I tried each of these demonstrations before this presentation to make sure they work, and I forgot to run the last line. So here it is. I created the table first index, and now I would like to request your help. I want your help because what I'm going to do is I am going to insert this many rows into my SQL server. Okay, how many rows are there? 100,000 rows, okay? And how long it took to insert? Nothing. We did not insert anything. We just selected it, and it took 1 second to select this much data and surface on our screen. Now I would like you guys to help me out with one simple exercise. What I'm going to do, this select statement, I'm also going to include the insert before it, and I am going to run this entire insert script together. Can any of you, would you please help me? How long do you guys think this query will run? Just guess. Guessing is good. Today you can be wrong, but don't be wrong tomorrow on when you go on your production system. Guess something. How long, if this query, the select statement takes 1 second to retrieve data. What do you guys think? How long will it take to insert this much data? Just guess. Guessing is good. 30 seconds. Very good. 10 seconds. 5 seconds, okay? This guy says 32. Okay, let's try. Everybody laughed at him, huh? You guys don't want to answer, but laugh at him. He's not there even. Okay, so let's start this first one. Please pay attention how long it takes. Okay, the query ran and completed. Well, I can do the fancy set statistics, time, IO, and all this thing. I see a couple of people. My phone is here. I see Twitter. They're saying, why are you not using it? Even though I use time, IO, it's going to show you less than 1 second, isn't it? Look at the time which is on a screen, right? It's just 0 seconds. Well, nothing is 0 second, right? We know that. So we should call it less than 1 second. That means sub-second, right? That's the right word for it. Let's call it a sub-second execution. Why? Okay, what is it? There are 0 rows. Okay. No, good guess. It did affected this many rows. Actually, it did insert that many rows. So when you insert, the left one doesn't show the how many rows. It is only when you select something, just so you know. So that's good guess, right? I think you said the things which a lot of people always ask me. Said you inserted 0 rows. Like, no. We should look at here one. I see the point. I agree with you. It's a good observation. I think you already knew it. You just told me so I can educate everybody. Okay, so there are this many rows are inserted. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to truncate this table. And now I will create 10 indexes on it. They are random indexes which I am creating on it. Okay, random indexes. So I created 10 random indexes on it. Now after creating 10 random indexes, they're all non-cluster index. All right, so after I create non-cluster index, I am going to do the same task one more time. So can you guys tell me how long will it take to insert? Look at that. I have definitely selected the insert state. This is beautiful. I think this is where a lot of people make mistake. How long do you guys think now this query will run? Previously, it ran in less than 1 second. Guess it. Guess wrong. Be wrong. Anyway, you're going to be wrong, so just guess it. 10 seconds. Very good. Wrong. Yes? 5 seconds. Good. Yeah? Anybody else? Want to be wrong? That's fine, I was just joking. But guessing is good, right? I mean, we know the person who guessed at least got a chance to be wrong. Who didn't get to guess anything, they're anyway wrong. So let's start and run it. I'm running this query. You may be right, who knows? So let me just run it, and let's watch how long this query takes to run. And this query is running, it's running, and it's still running, and running. 8 seconds, and again, that much time. How do I know it's 8 seconds? You can see it here. So everybody who said 5 seconds and 10 seconds, you guys are very close. So pretty good guess, right? So you can see by just creating 10 indexes, I have slowed down my system by 8 seconds, almost. How many percent it is? Thousands. It can be thousands, right? Previously, it was running in probably in 8 milliseconds. We do not know. But right now, by just creating 10 indexes, you can slow down your system. That means indexes are bad, isn't it? Yes or no? No, all of you, okay, hold on. All of you said indexes are good when I asked them. What I am seeing right now, indexes are bad. So who is right, me, you, or SQL Server? No, that's the one word is prohibited to speak here, but thanks for just saying it. We clarified it. We will not say it depends in entire session. No worries, sir. You get one mistake, second mistake, and No, they are recording it. I don't want to get recorded for any of the threat to you. Or did I say it loudly? Sorry. Yeah, anyway. So, thanks for coming in. So, look at this. So 10 indexes I created, and what did they do? Just slow down the system. Anybody want to argue with me right now that indexes are really good in this way but bad in this way? Something like that. I'm expecting one very common argument here. If you do not do it, I will argue with you. It's good for reading and very, very good. I agree with you. I agree with you. I love it, yeah? So, you want me to pose? The camera distracts me. Remember the red dot which comes? I always get nervous. So, let's look at this one. Okay, so I want to do a small exercise. How about I write or select one statement from this one, okay? So, I think I did something more than I should be. So coming back here, and what I'm going to do is that select top one star from, okay? So I am just writing this query, and I'm just selecting this data. How long it took? Very quick, isn't it? Now, let's look at this. Okay, this data is being retrieved from here, and now I am going to insert 1 million row in this table. Now I am inserting this much data here. On the left side, I'm going to run this query, which is selecting. Why my query on the right side not returning me any results? It's a very basic, we all know the answer, so please participate. It should help the select on the right side, right? It's a one row only, but it's not returning me any result. Why? Yeah, it's a lock on a table. So I think when I look at this, do you want to now repeat after me that the index which I created are now slowing down my select to? Yes or no? Yes, just try with me in a simple thing. I get this argument every single time. So I want to work with you. So you can correct me here. Think about it. Is select getting slower because of that insert it indexes, yes or no? Why are we not thinking like that way? Just for a second, think like this way. My problem, this is what happened. When I go for, it worked. Immediately it returned us result as soon as the query on the left was over. We miss this so important practical aspect. We spend so much time learning about internals, we forget the real simple thing about SQL Server. Every index which you have created where inserts are happening, the inserts are happening, and those inserts are slowing down your selects continuously. And we are okay with it. So we can't say that index are really, really helping our select statement. That also has tendencies to slow them down. Correct? Yes or no? Yes, right? So I think indexes are bad. What do you guys say now? We are right in the middle of the session. I think we proved indexes are bad. Okay, Rahul won. So here Rahul looks like guy me, Raj is you guys. Anybody want to argue anymore? Let me do a pop quiz with you guys. I think you guys are a little serious crowd here. Not, try this one. First, second, or third? Which is the right answer? Try, tease your brain a little bit. Yeah, come on, after lunch. One, and the question is, a table usually perform best, okay? Query on a table usually perform best when it has no index, cluster index, or non-cluster index. I know it. Your question will be, show me the query. Again, read this one. It's just a generic question, so answer generically. Nobody is expert here.
Second one.
Good. How many are for cluster index? Wow, everybody. How many for the no index? One, two, and how many for the third one? Good, two people only, nice. All right, so let's see. Looks like you guys have a good answer. How about this now? Try this one. Tease your brain a little bit, okay? Important, very, very important thing which you're seeing right now. How many, so we already said second one is best. I'm going to run a demo in a second, but I want your help right now. A table usually perform worst when there is no index or there is non-cluster index. Which one? One. Okay. Anybody else? Everybody for no index? Yeah? Come on, don't be nulls. We are database people, I know. Even bit-filled, we like to keep it null, right? Yes, no, and null? Yeah? So, okay. Let's see a demonstration. I think once we run the demo, I think we will be able to see what is happening. It's a very, very simple thing. Again, I am creating a table, which is very, very simple. And then I am inserting 1 million row. This time, number of the row does not matter, so I'm going to just create them. So, all right, not this one. So let me just do it again. I think there's a small thing happened. I think we were running here, and I think the context got changed. So I will run one more time here. Okay, let me just move it here. Yeah, perfect. This is the place where I was planning to run. So let's go, and I'll make sure the tables are not there. If they're okay, now I'm going to run it from the scratch. So what I'm going to do is I'm creating a table, and now I'm inserting 1 million records in this. Now this time the time is not important, so I'm going to run it faster. And then I will create another table, which I call it cluster index. This is the name of the table. And again, populate 1 million row in it. And after that, I will create index on it on column ID. Please note, I'm creating a cluster index on column ID. If you are not following me, don't worry about it. I'm going to go over this one more time in a second. So then I am creating third table called non-cluster index, and once again, populating 1 million row data is same, and creating a non-cluster index on it. So that's it. What I did is a very, very simple thing I did. I created three exactly same table, okay? Name of the first table is no index. Second table's name is cluster index, has a cluster index on column ID, and then third table's name is non-cluster index, and there is index, non-cluster index on column ID. What I'm going to do, I am going to run all three together, but before I run it, I'm going to enable one thing here. So those who are going to find a mistake in me saying you should be running this thing, please note it right now, I'm running it, okay? Every single time when I run this demo, everybody want to see what's the output of this, so we are going to include that. Now I'm enabling the execution plan. Yes, we should be not depending on execution plan 100%, but let's start with it, right? That's a starting point. Then after we will go a little bit deeper and try to understand it. So what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to run this. right now. And then I want you guys to guess what will be answer. Answer will be same, right? It has to be same. Now, please watch execution plan. Ready? All right. What is happening? I know addition does not add up to 100. Right? But that's okay. It's a rounding error. Here and there, 0.1 and down. Let's assume it's 100. Now, my question to you guys is this. Look at this. How many of you thought the second query will be fastest? All of you are right. Look at the top query. Query without index. But there is no index in it. 45%. Look at the last one. What is it? 51%. Anybody want to reverse engineer here? Because, you know, we are all engineers. We like to always reverse engineer, correct? Now I give you answer. Can anybody tell me how come the last query is slowest? Now this is a simple question. Come on, try. Come on, try. Somebody has to try, right? It's okay to be wrong. Remember this. This time you may be right. Try? You feeling like trying? No? You're afraid? Yeah? Afraid of trying? Think about it. When I ran this demonstration, I was afraid of trying? No. I learned something very interesting. Yes, sir. Yeah. So your point is data is stored at different place and it's more difficult to find data. Okay, that can be the reason. One answer. I'm not saying right or wrong. Yes. No. Okay. No. Okay. Anybody else? Come on, just speak up. It's okay. All right. Usually the argument which I get, I think you guys are all afraid of this recording that your wrong answer will be recorded. Don't worry. My wrong answer is always recorded there. Nothing happened. Worst case scenario, they'll correct me, right? So that's okay. So look at this one. Yeah. Even SQL Server is counting it wrong. Who corrected it? It's okay. Right? So look at this way. The common thing, here is my question to you. Now play with me. Okay, this time you play with me. You didn't answer me, that's okay to me. But now play with me, yes or no, that you can do at least. So think about, what is different between first query and the last query? What is difference between them? Don't look at execution plan. Think about schema. Only one thing is different between them. The first query, first table does not have an index. And second, last query has index on it, correct? Yes, right? Yes, that's it. So difference between first and last is there is an index on last query. Which query is performing better as per execution plan? There is something more I'm going to explain after 5 minutes when we see the messages. But till then, please try. First one, right? Obviously. Oh, that's it. First query is, as per execution plan, is running better. How come? How come? Difference between first and last is only one index. Because I just created an index on a last query, that query is now taking longer time. It's a non-cluster, so? Yeah, I agree with you. It's a non-cluster. I'm totally with you. So creating a non, so remember our original statement. When we said indexes help our indexes. Now here, there is a non-cluster index, which is reducing performance of select statement. Yes? Why are we not talking about indexes help performance? We are talking about only indexes reduces performance right now. Think about, is this something you guys normally expect? No? Why not? It is happening. Do you guys know this is happening even in your system? All of your system? Where index is there, probably somewhere. Just think about it. This is a scenario. This is cinema, right? Here we come for imagination. So imagine with me. Like I am a director. Try to build a story in your mind. Think like this way. You are in your office. You run a query. Query just runs fine. And query is running slow. Because you have a 10 non-cluster index on that table, and they have slowed down your query. Even your select one, it's a normal horror story. Have you ever woke up to that thought? No, because we believe indexes, select statements are just fine. Can I elaborate this story more? You know, the horror story is always like thing happens when we don't expect. That's why it is like scary, thriller. Can you look at the last query and look at the part where it says table skin? You guys see the table skin? Last one? Okay, I'm going to point with the hands because this time I have enough make and drawing. Look at this one, table skin. You guys see the table skin here? Is my index being used here? Look at the first query. Is my index used there? No. Is my index used here? No. If index was used, then it would say cluster index scan or cluster index seek. My index is not being even used, and still it is reducing the performance of query. Isn't it cool? It is cool. If you thought this is what does not happen, I am surprised because that's what is happening. It is happening in your systems. We just ignore it. That's why. Actually, the original title of this session was Indexes, the Unsung Villain. But every single time I submit this, conference people reject it. Do you know why? They think, how can it be? Indexes always help. I have a trouble with them. Okay, sorry, yeah? All right. So I have trouble with them. They don't accept. They think it's too negative. Life is bitter. It's a bitter truth. Okay. Are you guys happy with it now so far? Okay, good. Happy? I am not happy. I thought this is not what I come to learn, actually. This is not what I wanted to teach you. But that's the reality. Now I think we are going to go backpedal. We are going to fix a few things here and there. Right? Every horror story ends on a two-part. What is that? First one, either everybody dies, or yes, that one. Let's see that what is going to happen in our story, because we have a different story. We have a three people story. It's a soft people office story. So now I want to show you one more thing. There's one thing I was not showing you. One thing I was hiding. I want to finish this for all the perfectionists sitting here and raising their hand continuously. No, I mean, there are always somebody who knows what is coming, and they know. It's funny enough. Anyway, this is the session where we want to talk something interesting. Okay? Now look at this. Logical read in a first case is 4, 5, 4, 6. That is number of pages. Each page is of size 8K. Second query, logical read is 484. Fine, it's a very small number. Look at the third query. Logical read is 4546. Isn't this is the same as the first one? Look at this. So amount of the data, the first query reads, and the second query reads, is same. Isn't that same? Then how come this query is expensive? Anybody want to take a shot? There is a hint. All right. Okay, sorry. You got my point. It's not my fault. All right. I got it. Yes. So that's the hint. Anybody want to take a hint now? Why the last query? All right. People are laughing more than really answering me. Okay, it bothers me, but it's okay. Look at this one. There are four scan count. You know, four time what actually scan happens? What is it scanning actually? That is what is this one. It's a parallelism. Look at this. That's what it is. Now your question would be this. If the query this and query this are reading the same data, how come the parallelism come here? Isn't that is the question? I think nobody's asking me, so that's not the question. But let me show you this other things. I'm going to property on a right table. Okay, I click over here on a table scan and click on the properties, and I'm moving over here and see this one called actual number of the rows. Look at this scenario. There are four threads, 1, 2, 3, and 4. Each of them are doing some kind of work, right? And that this thread combines all the work of this one. What is it this one doing? Actually, parallelism is doing. That is why scan number 1, scan number 2, scan number 3, scan number 4. Sometime when the query goes parallel, it has to do more work. Lot of people, I think parallelism is a so interesting concept. We have just got it wrong. Tomorrow, if you come, I will talk about more about in detail about parallelism and how we get it wrong. And that's a beautiful thing. We thought parallelism means doing multiple things together is a parallel work, we call. But what we have done, we have taken one work and give it to multiple people, and we think that is a parallel. We changed the entire definition of parallelism as soon as we got SQL Server in hand. Like, you know, people say it's very, very dangerous when the most dangerous weapon in the world is a car. Right? More death happens because of the car. Same way I feel like when the DBA, who is not experienced enough, gets access to database setting, he's most dangerous for his organization. He can change couple of settings and has capability to kill entire system's performance and nobody would know. And then he will keep on blaming Microsoft, his other seniors, or somebody. There are at least 15 different settings which can immediately improve your SQL Server performance, and there are 4 or 5 interesting settings which can just kill your performance if you get them wrong. Okay, so that is what makes a SQL Server very special. So when I go for consulting, that's the only thing I talk about. Do you know why? Because before I go and change code, when I change few things in the settings, people get good performance and say like, wow, it's such a good performance I'm getting. And I feel like telling, this performance was good when SQL Server was installed. You just played with these settings and now look what happened. Anyway, look at over here. Anybody want to help me to fix this query? And let's get the last query's performance at least same as the first one. Any suggestion? Can I do this? What does it do? Anybody for MaxDop? All right, you got a correct answer. That is, MaxDop limits your query to run on single CPU. Let me run this. Look at this. Now, I think it's reasonable, isn't it? Now we fix the problem of what we were getting. This was indexing problem in one way, yes, but look at this. Now we fix it. So sometime, a lot of people right now, if you're running OLTP, you want to make sure you run your queries on a single CPU or two CPU, because when you run on a multiple CPU, sometime you have a different issues. So for OLTP system, a transactional system, where you are running a small queries, it's really good idea that you set your database setting to 1 or 2 CPU. Look at this, and the setting which I'm talking about, you should be not setting at a query level. What you should be doing, you should go to properties of the server, and over here, click on database settings, and then click on advanced. I click at wrong place. Yeah, so, and then here it is, and you should set this one to 1, okay? That's how it should be. Ideally, I suggest sometime 2 and increase this to 50, but that is the that is the question of some other time. I suggest for a moment, because we are in a right now on a very different topic right now, so I'll give you one line tip, is set this one to 1. As I said, usually in my consultation, if you come, I will explain you why you should set to this one to 2 and 50, but that's not what we want to talk about. If you come tomorrow in our session, maybe we'll talk about some of these things, but cross threshold for parallelism should be 50, because the one value which was set years ago in 2005, I think 12 years ago, this was 5, and I think it should be now 50, it should be increased. So what it means now, a query which has a cost of 50 will run on 2 CPU, and rest of the query will run on 1 CPU. So this is a very, very common thing. But now, one thing we proved so far is indexes are not helping us. So what should we do to get better performance from our indexes? So how should I create the right index? What should I do So my index is the most efficient and gives me the best performance possible. This is the question which I keep on getting again, again, and again. The question is, how should I do? What should I do? Okay? So we can, I want to show you one simple thing. Can anybody tell me, what should I change in these queries? So my non-cluster index, you can see that, right? Irrespectively, currently my non-cluster index is not being used, correct? My non-cluster index in three cases, here is index scan, here is index scan. How come my non-cluster index is not being used? What should I do so my non-cluster index get used? I think SQL Server is not smart enough. It's not using my index. It's not smart product. Please help me to fix SQL Server. Very simple thing you can tell me. You can tell me. I know some of you are mumbling. Come on, instead of mumbling, just say it. That is a good suggestion. So I will fix that one. Let's fix that one as well. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to force the index because I know my index is smart and SQL Server is not using the index. Okay? So first, let me do that. And along with that, let me not use the star. So what should I put it here? Help me. So I should say ID, first name, last name, right? So let's put ID, correct? First name, last name, and what is the third one? City. Let's put that. Do you think it will make any difference? This one will make any difference? You guys think so? It's the same. Yes, do not use star, I agree. Star are bad. But here, let's see this one. Now, let's force our index here. This is what I do. So one of the most important, this is what I love. When I go to consulting place, like, you know what happens? They always say, how can you know, can you fix our system? And I was like, how do I know if I can fix the system or not? I mean, I'm not like somebody who can, like they send me email. We have a bad performance problem. Can you fix our system? Like, what should I say? Yes or no? I can't say it depends. I can't. I always ask them, yes, I can help you out if you answer me my few 10 questions. And first question, do you know which one I ask? Do you use index hints to optimize your system's performance? And answer is 99% yes. Because, you know, everybody's optimizing the system's performance. So they are using hints. This is what happens when you use hints. Let's see. We have a hint here. Thirteen, 1, 86. After using index hint, SQL Server is saying, use another index, man. So we thought we're smart, and we created index. And now we are telling SQL Server, you are not smart, use my index. SQL Server, if it was really, really human, he would be saying something which we cannot utter here. If it was human. He was like, what are you thinking? I know what I'm doing. I'm smarter than you. I know what to do. I thought this index is not useful. I'm not going to use it. But now you are telling me to use this index. I'm going to use this index. I'm telling you in my experience of last 10 years for performance tuning expert. There are rare occasions I've seen index hint really helping. Now, one of you will raise hand and say, yeah, I've seen it. I agree with you. You've seen it. That's the same place I've seen it. Rest of the everywhere else, it's not possible. I mean, talk about practical stuff. Don't come up with some kind of weird demo where you skew data here, skew data there, build up all the complex logic and say, look, those are the rare scenarios. That's why we say everything I'm going to cover, only going to apply 95% of the stuff. 5% special cases, edge cases, outliers. We are not talking today. We are normal people, right? I go and what do I do? Like, do you ever go to your office, open your SQL Server, and start looking at your index's internals? If your boss comes and say, my SQL Server is running slow, are you start looking at, let me check at the GAM page. Let me look at the index pointers. Do you do that? No. Why would you do that? Even though you do that, what can you do? What are you going to do about it? Nothing. I mean, after you, that's good for your understanding. Please understand that. But let's move to this practical aspect of it. Sometimes you can't do it. The best thing you can do is that try it out different way, okay? And you can see here index hints are not good. So don't use index hint at all. So I remove the index hint here. That's not good helping us. Now let's do this one. So does it mean my non-cluster index is not useful? It will be never used? Now I commented out rest of the stuff. For its simplicity, I'm deleting it. How about this? Because I think in the last screen, all the color looks same. So now, when I run this query, my question to all of you is, which query do you guys think will be optimal? Come on, we have last 9 minutes. Second query, right? Good job. Everybody agree with the second query? Yeah. How? Which query will be the worst query now? First? All right. Let's see. Let's run this one and see the answer. I'm running this query. Look at the execution plan. This query did very well. You know why? Simple answer. Very, very simple answer. The answer is, when you have an index and when you have a query, if a query uses all the columns from your index, that is called cover index, and that's always going to be faster than even your cluster index. Why? Okay, question to you. How many columns are there in my cluster index? 4. Because cluster index is table itself. How many columns are there in my non-cluster index? Technically 2, but when visually 1. ID column, right? So ID column plus a pointer. A pointer can be cluster index or can be a unique identifier. So 2 columns. But for people who are like me, we think it's a 1 column because we create an index on ID. So 1 column plus 1. Okay? Now, so look at this. Which index is smaller? Definitely non-cluster, so that is the one which was used. So I want to summarize this entire conversation and want to leave you with 2 strong PowerPoint points. We are not done. The real stuff comes now, actually. So what we learned so far, that indexing is a science, okay? Indexes is art. It's not easy to pick up so quickly. We have a lot of misconception in our mind. You know why I see at a lot of customer place them doing very, very bad? The reason is that they don't know how to use indexes, and they make the mistakes. They have no clue how index works, and they start implementing indexes. So how can we create the most efficient indexes in the quickest possible time without using our brain? Because our brain sometimes does this kind of magic. What is the scientific way to start where we create the most efficient indexes? That's what we are going to learn in next 4 minutes, and then we'll be done with the session. All right? Ready? Who is not ready? 3 people raise hand. Why? Why are you not ready? Let's see that. Even though you're not ready, I'm going to show you. So let's see this one, and then we will end. So let's see the script. I'm just going to run a sample script. All right, so I'm going to show you another script. If you want this script, where you will go, I'll show you the where you can go in a second. This script is there available on my blog. A lot of places you can find. It's a very generic script. It's so popular. There are many versions of this available on internet. The one I can easily send you if you are already subscribed to blog. If not, I'm going to give you now. When I run this one, okay? When I'm running this one, make sure you select the right database. Otherwise, it will give you incorrect answer. Make sure you select the database where you want to do this one, because I have a where condition which is filtering on it. So now I'm going to run this one query, and you can see it is telling me that on sales order details table, I wish I had this index. On sales order details table, I wish I had this index. And that index was missed 10 times. Look at this. Wasn't it missed 10 times? Right? And why it is missed 10 times? Because I ran this query 10 times. Now, when I run this query more, and I come here, and you can see, it will start increasing. It's not increasing. Okay, when you want to show something, this is what happens. Why? Because I should have done the second one. Look at this, it's increasing, right? The number is increasing. It is telling me that I wish that on this table I had this index, it was missed 17 times, and last it was missed a few seconds ago. What you should do, you should go over here and create this index, and that's it, the problem will be solved. It's that simple. It is that simple. In my case, I'm only seeing 10 right now, right? In my case, I'm only seeing 10 because I just run it 10 times, but in your real world, you will have many records, many, many, many records. So what my point is this, you will have many records missing. You can run this script and you will have thousands of answers, thousands of rows. So when you have thousands of rows, what will happen? Yeah, so he doesn't understand sign language. So here, what you should do is, you should take certain amount of the rows from this result set and run this on your production system. Sounds scary, isn't it? Do this way. Take top one query, put it on your development system, and run it. Wait for a while and see if you see any performance improvement overall based on your benchmarking and baselining. Then create the second index, third index, and fourth index. If you do not have a baselining, unit testing, and all those kind of scenario, what you will do? Just run on production, right? That's the only thing anyway you have. Like a lot of people say, when I give the suggestion, run it on a development system and then put it on a production, half of the people, when they ask them, why did not you implement my suggestion? They said, we don't have a development system. Everything we do on production. Many of you are there. So if you are one of those, then just do it on a production. But I suggest you try this out. First, top queries on your development and then apply. This query may on your result, might result 10,000 rows. Do not create all the rows. Start with first one row, two row, five row, or even 10 rows. But don't go more than 10 ever. 10 are also too much. Start slowly, and then you will get better performance. But that is for creating new indexes. What about the indexes which are not used? There is another script which I'm going to give you now. And with that, we will be done. And that script is also very, very simple. And we will see that over here. So that is called unused index script. When you run this one, it will tell you which indexes are not being used on this table. That is the name of the table. The drop script is at the end. If it is a constraint, it will give you alter. If it is index you should be dropping, then it will give you drop. And you can see there are user 60, and this many time it was scanned. That means this guy was bad actually. Why? It was scanned and not sick. Just giving you a pointer. Now you can evaluate this one and try to do something of it. You may drop this one. Before dropping it, take a backup, and that's it. Drop this on a development system, and if you don't have a development system, drop it on a production system. This two scripts is very, very, very powerful. But don't drop all the index which was suggested from this query. Drop only the indexes which you need to drop them. So test them out properly. It's a great starting point. And let me finish my story about Raj and Priya. So now, Priya is saying, I really love working for it. But indexes is not only about it. There's so many things. Covering index, avoid functions in a where clause, consider using about filter index, statistics, column store. The best is out. There are a lot of things you can do. But at least by going through this, you guys know the right method to create new indexes and drop the index which are not being used. So now the final slide, they live happily ever after. Okay? So with this, the story, just like any horror movie, we are going to have a cliffhanger. I'll come back again and we will talk about it. You can download the script, which is from the script over here. I will be hanging around here to answer any of the question if you have it. Download the script from here. It will just go there. Drop your email. Autoresponder will throw all the scripts with you. And after this, there's a break. So I think we're right at a time. We had an amazing conversation. You guys have been amazing sport. So many people in this one room. I've never seen so many of them. Like, look at that. It's a house full. There is not a single seat which is empty. Yeah? And you guys are laughing. That's the best part, isn't it? So with this, last 10 seconds of the session, thank you very, very much. And I'll see you tomorrow. I think 10 o'clock, I have another session, which the title was How to Get Fired. But again, organizer made me change, saying database worst practices. But technically, every suggestion I will give you, you can get fired immediately. Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.